it will go a long way to help. It may not resolve all the problems, especially so when the parties involved themselves are not willing to have the matter resolved. But should they be willing that they want to have the matter resolved, obviously I know from every available evidence that the court, including the Supreme Court, can make a ruling. It will be difficult sometimes to have it implemented. They do know that themselves as well. So I want to say that, yes, in this particular case, and in the numerous other cases, as we know them, ADR appropriately is the way to go. ADR is a civilized way of resolving problem of this nature. Indeed, the courts have their place. The courts is a part of ADR, to be honest with you. It's not an alternative.
And so why do you think we lack that, what you're talking about? Is this as a result of ignorance or as a result of, you know, low education about the tenets or the beneficial purpose ADR serves?
Well, we are living in 21st century. We are no longer in 20th century. And so knowledge has expanded. The processes have changed. There are simple methods, discovery methods that can be used to help people resolve their differences. And we must admit that we are all not the same. The fingers are not the same. So the fact that somebody is XD and somebody is just ordinary AD, it doesn't make any difference. What we need is to have a facilitator who leads people in a conversation to resolve their differences. It can always be done.
Labour and Alternative Dispute Resolution Expert Austin Kammer.